各位听众大家好，欢迎来到芥子园艺术工作坊。我是一生低调，年过四十几岁才想刷存在感的伊卡肖。我目前在美国克利夫兰艺术博物馆担任中国书画修复师。你今天过得好吗？希望你们平安。很难想象这个大学到博士班都是专攻当代的美术艺术史的人，却对中国的文化特别感兴趣。在这里文章提到他做了好多好多的贡献。我现在为大家导读这个第五段的英文文。Under Doctor's leadership in the museum experienced major transformations.Both in terms of the building itself and the development of the leadership in the museum, they experienced major transformations both in terms of the building itself and the development of the collections. They made major acquisitions in all areas and in particularincreased the holdings of ancient art, making Cleveland's collections some of the finest in the country. Addition to the original 1916 building were made in 1958, 1971, and 1936.In 1971, an education wing built by Marcel Bureau was added to the north side of the museum. This is the only addition that is retained in the present Capitol building campaign. A $350 million expansion and renovationbeing carried out by Raphael Vignoli, architect. Today, the museum hosts collections of approximately 45,000 works of art, widely considered to be one of the finest in the United States.接下来我们来假英语读书会之名，假聊天之实。今天呢，我过得不算好，因为呢，我刚刚才得知我在克利夫兰很好很好的朋友，他们全家要回台湾好几个月呢。我听了好是羡慕，因为我很希望我就是他们其中的一个，能够回去见见我的家人，台湾的家人，跟一些老朋友一起叙叙旧之类的。疫情期间让我体会到生命非常脆弱，所以要珍惜眼前。我以前不懂事，常常耍幼稚啊，闹脾气，以前交朋友也从来不上心，交朋友谈恋爱从来都是别人主动我被动。现在的我成熟很多，我常常在想，如果我当时这么成熟了，是不是我就不会在这啦，你也不会在那了，整个结局都不一样了。我们来讲讲开心的事情。我来考大家，你们知道保险跟艺术之间有什么样的共通点呢？下一期呢，我就会再开场白解答这个问题哦，请拭目以待。